Now, listen, everyone's got their own opinion, right? You may or may not like birds. You may or may not want them in public parks. But a University of Georgia study found a good reason not to feed the birds that are there. Some birds flock to urban parks because they get snacks from well-intentioned parkgoers. But the high concentration of those birds can lead to higher rates of salmonella infections. With me to talk about it is Dr. Sonia Hernandez. She's an associate professor at the School of Forestry and Natural Resources and College of Veterinary Medicine at UGA. And she conducted the study. Hi, Sonia.
Good morning.
Do all birds carry salmonella? I mean, we know the dangers of infection of salmonella from chicken that we eat. Is that just something most birds carry?
Well, I would say I can't say that all birds have been studied, but most of the time, if you keep looking and keep testing, most birds will have some percentage of salmonella at some point. Most healthy adult birds have a low prevalence at about 1 to 3%, for example, if you think about songbirds, unless they're experiencing an outbreak of salmonella, which does happen.
So your study focused on the white ibis, which for those who don't recognize that name, it's a beautiful bird, a white bird with a long, thin beak that you often see wading in water. Why did you focus on that bird?
I focused on the white ibis because it has very recently become an urbanized bird, so probably in the last 10 or 15 years. And I noticed this as I was visiting my parents in South Florida. I would look out the window and notice that they would forage in people's lawns, and sometimes you would find them in large flocks in urban parks. And wading birds are not famous for urbanizing. We think of birds that urbanize more like songbirds. So house sparrows or grackles or things of the sort. Those types of birds tend to adapt really well to cities, but wading birds are kind of unusual. And so I thought it was a little bit comical to see all these large birds that you associate with wetlands to be foraging sort of on shorelines and marshes to be sitting there in parks trying to gobble up bread or bird seed or dog food.
Before we get to the salmonella portion of this, any idea why they have begun to appear in urban landscapes? Is that a choice on the part of the white ibises, or is that because of this inevitable spread of humankind into almost all natural areas?
Well, I think the reality is that in the case of Florida specifically, half of the wetlands have been destroyed in this century alone. And so they really have had very little choice to either adapt or simply just decline. And nesting breeding pairs in Florida are in decline. They still have a very healthy population, but they really don't have as many places to go as they used to. I mean, Florida, because of its incentives to develop it, has dried out quite a bit over the last 50 years. And so it's really a lack of choice of available habitat.
So your study found that about 30% of these white ibises carry salmonella. Is that correct?
No. An overall prevalence, and this varied by site, was 13%. 13% of the adults that that we tested carried salmonella. Now, the percentage was higher for nestlings. It was about 35%. And that's consistent with what we see in other birds, and that young birds tend to get infected and shed salmonella at higher rates. But overall, it was about 13%, which, as I mentioned before, is higher than what we had seen in other populations of birds that are healthy and are running around. Usually it's between 1% and 3%.
So I want to understand what you're saying. Are you saying that you found a higher prevalence of salmonella in birds that appear in urban parks as opposed to those who are in the wild, perhaps? Or just that maybe birds have a higher prevalence overall recently?
Well, in the study that we're discussing here, the overall prevalence was 13%, which is higher than what we had expected. But if you break that down and compare urban versus sort of natural wildland birds, which we did, and then examined statistically landscape characteristics associated with the habitats they were foraging in, we actually found some interesting relationships, and that is that salmonella prevalence was negatively related to emergent wetlands and herbaceous wetlands, which would be considered natural habitats, but was positively related to sort of developed wetlands, so like golf courses or parks. Mm. That means that there are more infected ibises in urban areas than in natural wildland areas. And we are the study that we just published was the first step. And subsequent to that, we received a large NSF grant, and now we're expanding it and getting many more samples from wild ibises throughout Palm Beach County to sort of strengthen that relationship.
And NSF stands for National Science Foundation. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Sonia Hernandez. She's an associate professor at the School of Forestry and Natural Resources and the College of Veterinary Medicine at UGA. And she's talking about her recent study on birds like white ibises who have a greater risk of contracting and then spreading salmonella in urban areas. Now, in your study, you then went on to talk about the effect of human beings feeding birds in public parks. What is that connection?
Well, so one of the reasons for why white ibises come to these parks is because they're water bodies, and those water bodies are attractive and they will sort of forage along the shoreline. But in reality, the reason why they stay is because people come every day and they bring them items like bread or chips or dog food and even bird seed, and they will feed them on a regular basis.
And that's bringing, okay, so let me follow the breadcrumb trail, if you will. people are feeding them in the parks, which means they're attracting them to parks, and the birds that are in urban areas are more likely to carry the disease. Yeah?
Correct. That is correct. And where they pick up the salmonella, we don't know.
Yeah.
It's possible the water bodies are contaminated. It's possible that there are some other reservoir hosts,
right,
whether it be other birds or the ibises themselves.
But either way, it's there. That is Sonia Hernandez, Associate Professor at the School of Forestry and Natural Resources and College of Veterinary Medicine at UGA. Sonia, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.